Welcome to Talk Seward County, a podcast of stories and news to keep you connected to the stories that matter, featuring members and residents of the Seward County Chamber and Development Partnership. Let's dive in. All right, welcome back to another Seward County Chamber and Development Podcast. I'm your host, Gage Smith, and today I have the privilege of introducing Adam Bodie. He is a recreational and parks rep here at Seward, and he does a great job dealing with all recreational activities. So, Adam, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. Good. Thanks for being on.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Of course, yeah. So let's dive right in. So first, tell us what the essential duties are for the Parks and Recreation.
Yeah, so Parks and Recreation, we're in charge of all the youth sports, adult sports. We're also in charge of the golf course, band shell, and then the cemeteries as well. So kind of a melting pot of things that we do that keeps us active throughout the year. So right now we're kind of in our prime time. We're in baseball, softball season. Youth soccer is just getting over, which started in early spring.
Okay.
You know, Mother Nature had some other plans with wind and other stuff.
Can never pick with Nebraska.
Yes. So finishing up youth soccer, and then we'll be in our 8U, 10U, and 12U baseball, softball program. And then our next program will be our flag football and tackle football, which will be in September.
So, okay, really cool.
Busy season with baseball, softball, as well as tournaments that we do at Plum Creek Park. So,
Awesome.
Getting into the busy time, which
is
good.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. During the summer, too, I bet you're that's the busiest time of the year for you.
It is. It's more logistics, scheduling. Obviously, Mother Nature throwing wrinkles with rain delays and rain outs and different stuff. But
exactly.
You know, having Plum Creek Park, we have those six fields, and then we have Memorial Field where Concordia baseball and then our Legion program and high school play on. You know, we have the fields. Just sometimes, you know, Mother Nature gets in the way and got to reschedule and different things like that. So.
Gotcha. So this was just a question for me and like probably other people out there. So where would you rent like equipment to have fun with like all the activities in Seward?
Yeah, so we actually started a kayak program where we have four kayaks, two sit-ins and two above where you can sit above so your feet aren't underneath. So it's a little bit more, you know, if you're not an expert kayaker or anything, you can get in and out a little bit easier.
That's nice.
We have all those stored at our main office, which is 142 North 7th Street.
Okay.
All you have to do is just call. Our number is 402-643-4000 and then option number 4. So it's free to rent. So all you have to do is just sign a waiver agreement and then just to make sure that you return the equipment as it was. So pretty simple. You get it for 3 days. Usually people do Friday and then return it, you know, Monday. Some people do Monday and return it on Thursday. So
that's awesome.
We have everything you need. The kayaks, paddles, life jackets. So
feel free to
use it.
Nice. Is there like also like tennis balls or tennis rackets?
We have pickleball.
We
have pickleball paddles and pickleballs. We've just resurfaced the old skate park down at Moffitt Park, which is now the new pickleball courts, which look awesome. So two courts down there. Usually they're pretty busy in the morning, but usually in the weekends and stuff, people, you know, I've seen families and couples and friends and all that stuff down there. It's actually a pretty active game. So.
Yeah, absolutely. It's hard. And I can never.
It is. Yeah, it's all fenced in, so you don't have to chase the balls
around. That's true. You don't lose enough balls.
That's right. Yep. So all you have to do is just contact us, and we have all that stuff ready available.
Gotcha. And then I was talking to you. So when does the pool open up?
Pool opens up May 28th.
Okay.
Yep. We're doing lifeguard training. We actually began cleaning last week. We're kind of hoping to clean this week, but not looking like it with storms and everything like that. So basically just checking all the equipment, pool pumps, and then cleaning out the bottom of the pool so there's no debris once we fill up and things like that.
Gotcha. So how's the lifeguard, like, employee situation going?
Good. So good? Far, knock on whatever.
Sounds good.
We could always need more. So if you have anybody that's interested in that, we always have an opportunity for employment. I think it's good for the city of Seward to be involved with that.
Gotcha.
Training will be May 7th, so I need to be in contact or be in contact with me before May 7th so we can get an employee application out to them and filled out and ready to go.
Okay, gotcha. Do you need, like, umps or anything else or anything like that?
Umpires would be Jeremy Geidel. He does all of our umpires. But, yeah, contact me, and I can get in contact with Jeremy, and I'm sure he needs them.
So. Absolutely, yeah. That's a fun job to do. You know?
It is, at times. Depends on you.
Exactly. My parents were the best of refs growing up, so that's the only
thing. Yeah, exactly. We always have ball games going on. We usually average around 40 games a week.
So we have
plenty of opportunity to keep boys and girls busy if they're interested in umpiring.
So. Absolutely, yeah. So a hot topic that's going on right now, the Wellness Center. So do you have any comments on
the wellness center?
Us as a city are pretty neutral.
Okay.
You know, obviously, May 10th will be the voting. Mm-hmm. So we want the city of Seward to get what the city of Seward would mm-hmm. vote for. So if you're for it, you know, or against it, you know, May 10th is your chance to vote. And like I said, as a Parks and Rec and as a whole, we just want what's best for the city of Seward and what city of Seward wants. So we'll adapt to whatever that vote kind of comes to May 10th.
Mm-hmm.
I know Greg Butcher, city administrator, has done a lot of work. Jana Hughes, Shane Bach, and everybody. So, you know, now it's time to go out and vote, and we'll see what happens May 10th.
Yeah, absolutely. Where is it at, the voting?
It'll be, well, you can actually go on our website, which is cityofsewardne.gov.
Gotcha.
And then there'll be voter registration, and then also Parks and Recreation Program, anything you kind of want is on that website. You can kind of filter through, and you know, we do a good job on the website to keep information on there, so that's kind of the main focal point.
Okay.
As well as our social media, which is on Facebook, which is just following City of Seward.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
sweet.
So that's where you get all your information, and like I said, on that website has all of our contact information, so we're here to answer any questions that the City of Seward might have, and
it's great to have. You
know, yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
Really is.
Just one click away.
Yeah, exactly. It makes it easy. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah, is there any other comments that's happening that you can give us with the recreation activities?
Yeah, we're rocking and rolling with baseball and softball. And, you know, we're trying to get all the parks as well maintained as we can. So get out there and use the parks and recreation facilities, the awesome trail that we have.
Yeah.
And again, we're here to help. So anything that we can do to accommodate that, just let us know.
Absolutely. Yeah, you heard it from Adam. Bodie, everyone, thank you, Adam, for being
awesome.
On here.
Thanks,
and you all have a good day. Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
That's all for the week. Thanks for listening to Talk Seward County. Please help us spread the word about the great things happening in Seward County. We encourage you to share this podcast with a friend or on social media. And don't forget to subscribe. See you next time.